Last month, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf admitted defeat after the two main opposition parties won the clear majority in Pakistan's elections. One, the PMLN, is led by former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The other, the PPP, is the party of assassinated former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Mrs. Bhutto's designated heir is her 19-year-old son. President Bush called the vote a victory for Pakistani democracy. However, not everyone in Pakistan shares that view. Some of the toughest criticism comes from a member of the Bhutto family, writer and journalist Fatima Bhutto, Benazir Bhutto's niece. Speaking at Hong Kong's Foreign Correspondents Club Monday, the 25-year-old said there is a perpetual cycle of dynastic politics in Pakistan.
We have 30 years of dynastic politics, and it's been disastrous. It hasn't empowered the people. It hasn't strengthened democratic institutions. It hasn't played any role in democratic reform. We have a country of 165 million people that have three choices. They can vote for the Bhuttos, they can vote for the Sharifs, or they can vote for the Musharrafs. That's it. And obviously this isn't sustainable.
Fatima Bhutto says she does not believe in birthright politics and has no political ambitions herself. Instead, she says, she wants to bring problems in her country to the world's attention. One of the issues she is most concerned about is forced disappearances in Pakistan. She says scores of people have disappeared in the country, especially in Balochistan province. She says the phenomenon started with the search for Al-Qaeda and Taliban suspects as part of the American-sponsored war on terror.
And now people are being disappeared because they're Baloch and they're saying that Balochistan should have control of its own gas fields. And that has nothing to do with America. Well, not yet. And people are being disappeared because they're provincial activists, because they are professors that come out and say, in the constitution of Pakistan, we can't have military dictators. The constitution has been destroyed, and these men should be put on trial for treason. And that's why they're being disappeared now.
The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan said last year that at least 400 people have disappeared since 2002 and estimated that hundreds more may have been taken away by state agencies. President Musharraf maintains that the government is not involved in the disappearance of people. Claudia Blume for VOA News, Hong Kong.